listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Viens, petite fille, dans mon comic strip. Viens faire des bulles, viens faire des...
Whip, des clip, crop,
des,
bang,
des,
clop,
et des...
Zip, shabam, pow, flop, wheel.
Je distribue les swings et les supercuts. Ça fait,
flam,
ça fait,
splash,
et ça fait...
Stop,
ou bien,
bon,
ou parfois même...
Zip, shabam, pow, flop, wheel.
Viens, petite... Petite fille dans mon comic strip, viens faire des bulles, viens faire des
whip,
des
clip, crack,
des
bang,
des
flop,
et des
zip, shabam, pow, flop, wheel.
Viens avec moi par-dessus le building, ça fait
wheel
quand on s'envole et puis
cling.
Après quoi je fais
tink,
et ça fait
boing, shabam.
Petite fille dans mon comic strip, viens faire des bulles, viens faire des
whip,
des
clip, crack,
des
bang,
des
flop,
et des
zip, shabam, pow, flop, wheel.
N'aie pas peur, bébé, agrippe-toi, je suis là,
crack,
pour te protéger,
shack,
ferme les yeux,
crack,
embrasse-moi,
smack, shabam.
Hello, welcome to another Cuckoo Bananas
Radio.
Yep. What do we have for all the kiddies today, Rowan?
Sound effects. Do, 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 do,
do. True. I like how you said the title sound effects with sound effects.
Yeah. Ollie back there is making a pen sound effect.
Ollie, come here and make some. Tell us some of the sounds that we just heard in that first song by Serge Gainsbourg.
I know one.
Yeah?
Whizz!
What else? What did you hear, Ollie?
Bang.
Bang. I heard pop.
Kaboom.
Kaboom. All the sounds that you hear in a comic strip, right? And to start, we're going to hear some songs that are made a cappella.
What's a cappella?
What's a cappella? A cappella means you make a song using just your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll hear some legends of a cappella, the Golden Gate Quartet. Do you know how many people are in a quartet?
40?
Ooh, that's a good guess. No, less than that.
14?
No, less than that.
Four?
Four people in a quartet. So we're going to hear these four guys singing a song called Bonnet, and all the sounds you hear are just their voices.
Wow.
So they make a trumpet sound, for example, using only their voices. And then there's a guy who can sing low, and he sings the bass notes. And then we're going to hear another legend of the a cappella scene, Bobby McFerrin. You guys know this song, right? This was Bobby McFerrin's big hit, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry. That's the one. And all of the sounds in that song are Bobby McFerrin's voice. Or sound effects he makes with his hands. So let's listen to these two a cappella songs to start off our sound effects show. And we're going to hear lots of songs using lots of different kinds of sound effects as we go along here on Cuckoo Bananas.
Put on your old-way bonnet with the blue ribbon on it, and we'll hit you diving through the shade. Through the field of clover, we'll all go trucking the Dover on this ever golden Wednesday. Put the ribbon on it, we'll hitch your diving to the shade. Through the fields of clover, we'll all go up to Dover on this ever-golden Wednesday. Yeah. Take it,
song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Don't worry.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
be happy.
Ooh,
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Don't worry. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy, 'cause when you worry your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down, so don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry. Be happy. I'm not worried.
All right. So you guys just heard some a cappella music. Ollie, do you think you can make a bass sound with your mouth? Like in Don't Worry, Be Happy?
What is
a bass? A boom, 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 boom. Like that? Let's see. Let's hear it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Jeez. So shy. Okay, Rowan, I want to hear your trumpet.
That might be hard. No. Trumpet with the, like, trumpet with a CD stuck in it.
All right. Next, we're going to listen to a song that, well, the first time these guys heard it was in the van. We were driving somewhere, and they started cracking up laughing really hard because of the sound effect that's in this song. And this instrument is called the cuica. And it looks like a drum, but it sounds like a monkey. And we just learned that a cuica is a little opossum that makes a squeaky kind of sound. So we're going to listen to a song by Os Mutantes, and listen in the background for the cuica sound. Can you do an impression of a cuica, Ron? Yeah, kind of. Let me try. It's kind of like... Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to hear a song called Let's All Sing Like the Birdies Sing by the Beagles. But these are not the cartoon Beagles that we've heard on this show before. These are different Beagles. And then we're going to hear a song with a very strange solo. And when we come back, we'll talk about what strange instrument was doing that solo.
Seu pranto de dor que a seca mal começou.
Aaron, so who was singing that song, Let's All Sing Like the Birdies Sing?
A dog and people.
A dog, yeah. Probably a bunch of dogs. Sounded like some different dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented dogs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they did that?
They took dog sounds and pasted it together to make it the syllables of the song.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. And lots of different people have had that idea over the years. We have a record here that we might play later in the show called The Beastles. And that's a bunch of different animals singing pop songs.
Pop songs?
Mm. Then, of course, there's the famous Jingle Cats at Christmas time that you hear. And I would say that a cat's voice is a sounds a lot more like singing than a dog's voice, but maybe that's just me. And then in that last song, what non-instrument did we hear?
What do you mean?
Did you hear that it's the sound that came in every once in a while, and it came in at the end?
Oh, yeah, vacuum sound.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner. Vacuum cleaner solo.
Mm-hmm.
That song was by some band called Randy and the Rest. It's a vacuum and we're all in it. It kind of reminds me of the Yellow Submarine when they get sucked up into the vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
The hideous sycophant. Now we're going to hear two different songs called Beep Beep. And actually, I can think of a third song called Beep Beep, but we're not going to listen to it. Well, yeah, why not? I think we played it on the vehicle song, but on the vehicle show. But why? Let's put it on again. Why not? And this first one by Louis Prima, it sounds like it's a very early example of a synthesizer recording. So Ollie is going to play a little bit of synthesizer right now for you guys so you can hear what a synthesizer sounds like. Yeah, nice. Maybe give him a lower note. Yeah, cool. That's just one of the kinds of sounds that a synthesizer can make. A synthesizer can make lots of different sounds. It just makes sounds using electricity.
Like it can make...
And we were just hearing a version of a square wave. With some sample and hold thrown in for good measure.
Like this sound.
Oh, okay. How about Ollie plays it and Rowan twists the knobs? Let's hear what you guys can do. Spacey. And after these beep beep songs, we're going to hear, we're actually going to play a game with Rowan. What's that sound effect?
I played that one.
Yeah, you can play it too. So let's listen to some beep beep songs, and then we'll play a little game when we come back on Cuckoo Bananas.
Trip to the moon. and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't write me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, I wonder if means I miss you. Or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you. And she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere. I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. I'm hoping that means I love you. And she's coming down to earth again. My baby's fooling around with a satellite. Now you know that that ain't right. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. My baby's fooling around with some space cat. That chick don't know where she's at. She better come on down here to earth and groove. Move. I'll lay that sound on me, honey.
Beep, 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 beep. Here comes the satellite. Beep, 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 beep. And now it's out of sight. Beep, 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 beep. Around the earth it goes. Beep, beep. Beep, and that's how science grows.
Must go at least 5 miles a second or it'll never stay up. Some of them can go around the earth in only an hour and a half.
Beep, 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 beep. Around the earth it goes. Beep, 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 beep. And that's how science grows.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake.
But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Okay, Ollie, do you want to play a game?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to play the sound effect guessing game. I'll play a sound effect, and you tell me what you think it is. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's sound effect number one. What do you think that was? What did that sound like? What did you imagine when you heard that?
Building.
Building? Oh, cool. Okay. Here's number two. What was that?
Carriage.
A carriage? Oh, that's a good one too. Okay, let's try number three. You want to hear that one again?
A ball.
A ball doing what?
Bouncing.
Okay, number four.
A drum.
A drum. What's the part at the beginning?
The stick going in the air.
Oh, the stick whipping through the air and hitting the drum. Okay, how about this one?
A wolf.
A wolf? What kind of a wolf?
That's a moon?
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It does sound like a wolf, now that you mention it. That's supposed to sound like an alien appearing out of nowhere. Okay, number six.
A flying saucer.
Oh, well, now you got aliens on the brain. A flying saucer?
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Let's see, number seven. What did that sound like?
Pogo stick.
Oh, good one.
Tens of bouncy balls.
Oh, a room full of bouncy balls? Oh, yeah. Okay, last one. Close your eyes and try to imagine what this sounds like.
Bells.
Bells. Oh, what kind of a bell?
Christmas bells.
Oh. That one's actually the Jetsons doorbell. Remember the Jetsons cartoon? That's what their doorbell sounded like. Meet George Jetson. Well, thank you for playing our game today. What's that sound? Let's give them a round of applause, everybody. You win our grand prize, a trip to Bermuda. We'll be right back. So we're back from that three-song set. And that first song we heard in that set had some bear growls in it.
And I think it was called Mr. Bear Hug by the Turk Jerk.
Yeah. From Anatolian Anagrams. And he took a bunch of different Turkish music and kind of collaged it together, added his own instruments to it, and it's a fantastic album.
Song.
And song, yeah. Super catchy song.
Super catchy song. We
heard Do You Hear the Frog?
By Twink. Album Twink.
Yeah. I have that on CD. I'll go get it. I'll show it to you. It's cool. It comes with a storybook. And Twink is a guy who uses kids' toys to make all of his music.
So he used kids' toys?
Mm-hmm. That Do You Hear the Frog sample, I think it comes from these old toys that we used to have. It kind of looks like a clock. And you'd pull a string, and then an arrow would turn around and land and make a sound based on wherever it was pointing to when you pulled the string. So it would have, you know, 15 different animal sounds or...
Like one of them was a frog, so...
Right.
So he's like, do you hear a frog?
Mm-hmm. Do you? I remember being a teenager and seeing a DJ... scratch with one of those toys, and I got really excited about that, and then I went out to the thrift store and bought a few for myself. And then we heard our old pal John Zorn.
Walk to Park.
Yeah, that song's called Walk to Park. From, that was soundtrack music he made for a Japanese cartoon called The Cynical History Hour. And what are we going to hear next, Rowan? It's French. You got to come here and translate it for me.
Sourire de rhubarb, which is translated to Smile of the Rhubarb.
Mm.
Which is pretty weird,
yeah.
But...
The title makes no sense.
Yeah.
And as you will hear, the music makes no sense. It's crazy music.
Crazy music.
Actually, it's really hard to find any information on the internet about this guy, Uske Orchestra. And I kind of assumed that this album sounds so crazy, it sounds like maybe he worked with a little kid to make computer music. But it might just be him, too. His art is also extremely weird, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. But he uses a lot of sound effects. And then after that, well, it wasn't my idea, but there is a song that I made a long time ago that would work perfectly on the sound effects episode. And I made it for a compilation called I'm Somebody Too, which was put out by two gals called the Happy Campers. Well, actually, more than two Happy Campers and their buddies. And it was a collection of songs for kids by regular old bands, not children's performers. And this song's called Melodious Thunk. And I sampled an old record about sound and the sounds of the orchestra. And then I chopped up all the pieces and I made a... totally new sound out of it, or a new song out of it. And when did this come out? Jeez, you were... Let's see, how old are you? You were -5 years old. And it was a fundraising compilation for Art City in Winnipeg, which was the brainchild of Wanda Coop, the artist, and still going on strong today.
Mm.
Yeah. So why don't I stop yapping, and we can hear two more songs.
Yeah. click or tap. 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 Click, click or tap. Click or tap.
We're almost out of time already. There's so many good songs with sound effects in them. But this morning, I can't remember why, but we were learning a bit about breakdancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember the names of any of the moves that you learned?
Coffee grinder and spin down shuffle.
Spin down shuffle? Oh, yeah. And then we started learning about the tut. Then we ran out of time. Why do I bring this up? Well, because a lot of breakdancing kind of music uses sound effects in it, too. So we're going to hear a breakdancey song to end off the show today. It's a track from DJ Qbert from his influential Demolition Pumpkin Squeeze music mix.
Hmm, nice name, Demolition Pumpkin Squeeze.
And if we had more time, I wanted to play some Kraftwerk song. Because back in the early days of breakdancing, in the 70s, they would sometimes use Kraftwerk's music to dance to. It's got a good beat. But, hey, we're out of time. So we'll have to put the song Boim Boom Chak on another show. Thank you all for listening. And do you want to make the sound of a car horn on our way out, Rowan?
Okay. Sounds like, doesn't really sound like a car horn, but here you go.
Take it
down. Next. Funky down. Nest. Hey. Funky down. Hey. Funky down. Nest. Hey.
The idea of style and competing for the best style is the key to all forms of rocking.
FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Chances are someone you know will be affected by heart disease or stroke this year. It could be your neighbor, a friend, a member of your family. It could even be you. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation needs your support.
Your generous donations help to fund life-saving research, patient support in your community, and initiatives that help more and more Canadians survive heart disease or stroke every year. Donate online at heartandstroke.ca, the Heart and Stroke Foundation. We create survivors.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your